In Wilmington in 1990, a 32-year-old lesbian woman was brutally murdered. Her name was Talana Krieger. Wilmington social worker Tab Ballas has been working on a film to tell Talana's story for 10 years. It's called The Parkview Project. Supporters involved in the project feel the time is at hand to complete it. Here's Tab Ballas explaining this compelling and tragic story.
The basic facts are that in 1990, there was a bar that was a lesbian-owned, lesbian-frequented bar called the Parkview Grill. It still exists today. It's called the Dubliner Irish Pub. It's where Front Street and Third Street merge across from the spillway of the Greenfield Lake. And so this was a very visible lesbian bar ahead of its time, arguably. And on the night of February 22nd, 1990, a long-distance truck driver, Ronald Thomas, parked his truck there, drank beer, shot pool with the women for several hours. They must have thought he was okay. Bar is closing, and the women are going to Hardy's restaurant. He offers to give one of the women, Talana Krieger, a ride to the restaurant. She accepted. And then what transpired, according to his testimony, because that's all that we have available, was a, quote, argument about homosexuality, a brutal sexual assault, and murder of Miss Krieger. This story ends well enough legally, I guess, because the gentleman is serving two life sentences, but it was not prosecuted as a hate crime because North Carolina is still one of a minority of states that doesn't recognize sexual orientation in the commission of a hate crime.
How did you become involved?
Well, I'm a social worker. This is what social workers do. They advocate for marginalized communities. But I guess on a deeper, more personal level, I read the reports in the Star News, and it struck me that we learned a lot about the death of this woman. We learned very little about her life. And over the years, I met people that knew her, and I began to realize the pervasive effects of hate crimes on marginalized communities like the LGBT communities. Finishing this project, which has been in production 10 years, we have most of the footage that we need to shoot. We're now in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign through Seed and Spark to raise the remaining funds. So we're at a crucial point in the making of this film and trying to get the community to pitch in and help. Yesterday, my wife and I attended the Church of the Good Shepherd and announced this to their congregation because they play a part in the story. In 1990, after this murder, the men and women who mourned Talana Krieger's death tried unsuccessfully for a while to find a church to host the funeral. But because of the publicity, churches turned them down. When one church finally scheduled the funeral and the mourners arrived at that church in Hampstead, they found the doors locked and a note on the door stating that the funeral had been canceled because of the sexuality of the deceased. In a last-minute decision, they were able to get the Reverend Ton Whiteside of the Church of the Good Shepherd to host that funeral.
That was Wilmington social worker Tab Ballas talking about the Parkview Project. To find out more about the film, the fundraiser, and to see the trailer, visit whqr.org.